Hello, and welcome back to Koala Moon, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. Tonight, we're saying hi and giving a supersized welcome to our all-American group of new recruits. Great to have you join us, Asafodead from New Jersey, Isabel from Texas, and Claire from Arlington, Virginia. Some of you have just discovered us, and we're super happy you've decided to join up so quickly. Now you'll have a boatload of new stories to enjoy, and hopefully you'll find a new favourite in there. In tonight's story, we're meeting up with Talia and her talking cat, Bella. Ever since Talia's adventure with her jar of fallen stars, remember that one? Things have been a bit different around her house, mainly on account of her now talking cat. There's also an episode about that. Thanks to her wise, chatty cat, Talia discovered once that there are fairies in her garden. And today she's about to have some more magical secrets revealed to her. Bella can't wait to introduce Talia to the friendly, invisible beings that surround her, hiding in plain sight and talking in riddles and rhyme. Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Story Button, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Before we get started on this adventure, though, make sure you're relaxed and ready for bed. With the lights dimmed, your pillow and blankets arranged just right, and your body in its most comfy spot. Release a few deep breaths and snuggle down a little bit more. Perhaps close your eyes or simply just let them rest. It's time to find out who these mysterious, friendly beings are that Talia hasn't met yet, but Bella the cat knows so much about. This is Talia's Talking Cat and the Hidden Giants by Alicia Ainsley. It was a windy day, and Talia was wrapped up warm in her coat, hat, and woolly scarf to protect herself from the cool breeze. She rocked from foot to foot as she played in the garden with Bella, her cat, trying to keep her body moving to prevent getting cold. After some time, Bella the cat noticed that Talia couldn't stand still and asked, "What are you doing, Talia? Have you got ants in your pants?" Talia giggled and replied, "No, of course not. It's just a little bit windy, and I'm trying not to get cold." Bella rolled her eyes and responded knowingly, "Ah, yes, it is a bit windy today, isn't it? The cloud giants must be a little flustered." Talia stopped what she was doing, looking at Bella with intrigue. Cloud giants? What were they? "What is a cloud giant, Bella?" she questioned her talking cat. Bella purred with amusement and answered, "What does it sound like? They are giants that live in the clouds." Talia's eyes grew wide with amazement. She didn't realize that giants were real. It seemed that she was constantly learning about new magical creatures from Bella. First, it was the fairies in the garden. Now, there are giants in the clouds. Talia's curiosity was pulsing through every part of her body, and she begged Bella to tell her more about the cloud giants. Bella sat down on her fluffy, feline bottom and offered, "Instead of telling you about the giants, I could just show you." Talia started jumping up and down with glee. "Oh, yes, please," she squealed. Bella stood up on her four paws and led the way out of the garden, swooshing her long furry tail, while Talia hopped along after her. Noticing that Talia was still a bit fidgety, Bella suggested, Maybe we can ask the cloud giants to make it a bit less windy too. Then I won't have to watch you hop around so much. You're making me feel dizzy." Talia grinned and followed her knowledgeable cat down the street and over to the fields near her home. Talia wondered what the cloud giants would look like. Would they look like really tall humans? And how did they stay up in the clouds without dropping to the ground? Could they fly? Or were they so light that they could simply walk around on the clouds without falling through them? She couldn't wait to find out. They walked across the field and stopped in the centre. Here, it was especially gusty, and Talia's hair blew around and got tangled in the wind. "Why have we stopped here?" Talia asked, looking around and up above her head. "I don't see any giants in the sky." Bella the cat smiled and replied with a purr. I can see the giants. Take another look." Talia lifted her head to the grey, cloudy sky and squinted her eyes. She watched the clouds float in midair, peaceful and unmoving. Amazingly, the longer she looked at the clouds, they appeared to change. Out of nowhere, Talia noticed that the big grey cloud she was looking at had the outlines of two shadowy eyes, a snub, fluffy nose, and a hole in the cloud that moved in the same way that a mouth does when it's blowing air past its lips. Talia gasped. "I think I can see a face. Is that a cloud giant?" She pointed at the cloud, and Bella the cat grinned. "Yes, it is," Bella replied. "There are giants all around us. You just have to open your eyes and look a bit closer. This is Cleo, the cloud giant." Talia waved at the cloud giant with delight. "Hello, Cleo, the cloud giant." To Talia's surprise, the hole in the cloud widened and a gust of wind blew directly through it, swooped down towards Talia and swirled around her mystically. On the breeze, Talia heard a gentle voice speak to her. "Good day, young child. How might you be? You opened your eyes and now you can see." Talia stuttered with amazement. She turned to Bella and whispered, did the cloud giant just talk to me?" Bella laughed and confirmed that it had. Cloud giants are well known for being very friendly and polite, albeit a bit moody sometimes. Talia wondered why the cloud giant was making town so windy today. Maybe Cleo the cloud giant was in a bad mood, and that was why the weather was a bit stormy. She thought she had better check that the cloud giant was all right. "Cleo," Talia called out into the wind, "why are you making it so windy? Is something bothering you?" She waited to see if the giant would respond again, and after a few moments, another gust of wind blew down, and words floated past Talia's ears. "Don't worry, child. Now do not fret. You would know if I were upset, for I would cry and tears would fall, and rain would come to soak you all." Talia chuckled at the cloud giant's rhyme. "Why are you making it so windy, though?" she continued to question the cloud giant. It wasn't blustery like this all the time, so there must be a reason why the weather was so tumultuous today. Cleo, the cloud giant, softly replied, "Have you ever taken a breath and held it really tight, then blown out slowly with all your might. Try this trick and you'll feel better. It's the perfect mood resetter. Talia looked at Bella with confusion, but the curious cat urged her to give it a go. Cloud giants are very wise, so if they recommend something, it's certainly worth a go. Talia stood still and closed her eyes. She took a deep breath in through her nose and felt the cool breeze flow through her body and into her lungs. Her chest expanded with the breath, and she held it in there as she counted in her head. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then Talia slowly breathed out through her mouth, pursing her lips to blow just like the cloud giant appeared to do. She blew and blew until she had no air left in her lungs, and she took another deep breath in. The cloud giant was right. This did feel very nice. The more breaths Talia took this way, the better she felt. After a few more breaths, Talia opened her eyes, expecting to see Cleo the cloud giant still hovering in the sky. However, to her surprise, they were moving on. Talia sighed as the cloud started to drift away, revealing a clear blue sky and the shining sun behind them. The wind died down and the air fell quiet. Cleo the cloud giant had moved on to spread their gusty breath elsewhere. Now, Talia could happily take off her hat and scarf and stop jittering around. Bella sighed with relief. Talia asked Bella enthusiastically, "Are there any other giants around here?" Bella nodded her head and answered, "Yes, there are lots of them. There are the tree giants and the mountain giants, and of course, the river giant." Talia couldn't believe it. She begged Bella to introduce her to them. She wanted to see what they all looked like. Luckily, Bella was happy to oblige. She enjoyed sharing secrets with Talia, and she loved to watch how excited Talia became at each new discovery. "Follow me," Bella announced, trotting towards the woods at the end of the field. Bella and Talia approached the edge of the woods and stopped in front of the tall trees. Bella announced proudly, "Meet the tree giant." Talia looked expectantly at the tall trees, assuming they would instantly start talking to her. But they just stood there like normal, like any ordinary trees. "Hello, tree giants," Talia tried calling out like she did before. "Are you in there?" But the trees remained rock solid, and Talia couldn't hear any ethereal voices on the breeze. Maybe the tree giants couldn't speak. Bella the cat stepped a bit closer to the woods and called out, "It's all right, tree giants. She's with me. You can speak to her if you like." All of a sudden, the leaves on the branches started to rustle and the branches themselves started to twitch. Talia watched in awe as the round hollows of the trees turned into mouths and the tree giants began to speak.
"Hello, little girl," one of the tree giants greeted her with a wave of his branch. "I'm sorry we ignored you. Forgive us, we implore you." Talia smiled and assured the tree giants that she forgave them. She was just happy to be able to speak to them. She'd never known there were giants in the trees before. Talia noticed that a small budding branch stuck out of the tree trunk just above the hollow, creating the illusion of a pointy wooden nose. Another tree giant responded in rhyme. Oh yes, of course we are in the trees. We are in the branches and the leaves. You'll find our spirits all around. In all of nature, we're sure to be found. The giants appeared to like to talk in rhyme and riddles, and they had lots of wise things to say, it seemed. Talia wondered whether the tree giants would have something enlightening to teach her, just as the cloud giant had with its calming breath. Talia asked the tree giants what they meant when they said that they could be found all around, and the tree giants were happy to explain. We giants watch over everything. Although humans can't hear the songs we sing, we can't tell you what we think and feel, but that doesn't make us any less real. Talia was touched by the wise tree giant's words. They were right. Just because the trees can't talk to humans, it doesn't mean that they aren't alive and observing, thinking and feeling. The same goes for the animals that live in their branches. They too have feelings. They just can't tell us them. Well, except for Bella, of course. But that was only thanks to the magic of a fallen star. Otherwise, Talia would never know what Bella was thinking inside her head. Bella the cat asked Talia if she would like to meet the mountain giants next. And Talia agreed wholeheartedly. After saying goodbye to the tree giants and thanking them for their time, Bella guided Talia around the edge of the woods to a large hilly area in the local park. Here there were rocks and boulders that Talia and her friends enjoyed climbing, and grassy hills that they loved to roll and run down. There are giants here too? Talia asked with surprise. Bella the cat stopped and began licking her paw. Yes, and you've met them before. You regularly climb all over them. Talia was taken aback. What did Bella mean? She would never intentionally stand on a giant. Oh, but you do. Bella teased, shaking her paw at Talia. Look! Bella gestured to the rocky face on the hillside, and Talia peered closer. Bella was right. Subtly carved into the rock was a face. The face looked sort of like it was wrinkled. It had a big, bulbous nose and two plump cheeks. Narrow eyes that looked like it was sleeping, and a wide, thin mouth. Talia instantly apologized. I'm sorry that I've climbed all over you before, mountain giant. I just didn't realize you were there. The rock on the hillside began to make crumbling and cracking noises, and the wide, thin mouth that Talia could see started to tremble. As a soft, deep voice cascaded from its lips. Don't worry, dear. I like when you play. Hearing children's laughter brightens my day. The one thing I don't like, I suppose, is when grown-ups come hiking and step on my nose. Talia grimaced at the idea of somebody stepping on your nose. It must be painful, even if you are made out of rock. Talia thought it was very nice of the mountain giant to allow everyone to climb all over it. She had to admit that she and her friends had enjoyed playing on the rocky hillside. She hoped that it wasn't too uncomfortable for the mountain giant. But the gentle giant explained that it didn't mind. In fact, the mountain giant welcomed visitors to climb all over it. "I'm here to admire, as part of the land. If you want to climb, I'll always offer you a hand. All I ask is that you appreciate me. And when you're done, you leave me be." Talia whispered to Bella, "What does it mean?" Bella gestured to another rocky hillside close by, and Talia noticed that the poor mountain giant sitting there had pictures drawn in felt-tip pens all down its cheeks. "That's not very nice," Talia thought to herself. She supposed that whoever took their pens to the rock hadn't known that a mountain giant laid within. But, like the tree giants said, just because they cannot speak doesn't mean they can't feel. Talia walked over to the pen-covered giant and sympathetically placed her hand on its cheek. She attempted to wipe away the brightly coloured ink with her fingers and thumb. However, it was stuck on hard. She thought for a moment. How could she get the pen off the poor mountain giant's face? She glanced around for inspiration and noticed a puddle of rainwater on the ground nearby. Water would be perfect for washing off the pen. Talia rummaged around in her coat pockets and found a tissue. Then, carefully, she dipped the tissue in the puddle to wet it and walked back over to the mountain giant. Ever so softly, she wiped the damp tissue across the giant's cheeks, rubbing away at the pen drawings. With a bit of patience and determination, Talia gradually managed to wash away the pen until the pictures were merely smudges. Hopefully the rest would wash away with more rainfall. "Thank you, dear," the giant said in a hushed voice. Noticing how quickly the day was passing by, Bella the cat tottered over to Talia and told her that they must keep moving if they wanted to meet all the giants and be back home in time for tea. So, Talia said farewell to the mountain giants. Then she followed Bella across the hills. There was one final giant that she had to meet. Bella the cat led the way through the park that Talia knew well, and eventually they reached the riverside. The river wound its way through the town, and its shallow waters trickled through the local park. Yellow flowers bloomed brightly on the riverbanks, and Talia and Bella sat themselves down between the pretty flowers to rest. Talia noticed a piece of litter stuck on the riverbed, pushed up against the shore. So she grabbed a stick and reached down to pick it out. This belonged in a bin, not in the river. As soon as she had pried the piece of rubbish from the water, ripples began to form on the surface, and bubbles gently popped and fizzled as a melodic voice spoke to them. "Thank you kindly for cleaning that mess. I can't do it alone, I have to confess. If only more people were as thoughtful as you, then my waters would sparkle, all shiny, brand new." Talia kicked her legs excitedly. It was the river giant. Bella meowed happily and introduced Talia to Ray the river giant. "It's nice to meet you," Talia said politely. "I've met lots of amazing giants today. I didn't even know you were here until now. I'll be sure to always say hello when I pass by from now on." The river giant appeared to laugh appreciatively as more bubbles spurted and splattered from its small waves. Bella confessed, "I usually hate water, but I don't mind Ray, the river giant. She's very nice, and when I tumbled into her waves once, she carefully guided me back to shore. My fur coat had never been cleaner, too." Ray the river giant laughed again and reminisced with Bella about the fateful day when they first met. They chatted like old friends and seemed so relaxed and happy in each other's presence. Talia thought that the river giant was maybe the most joyous, content creature she had ever met. Her waters flowed so gently and casually, with no rush about them, and Ray seemed peaceful for it. Talia asked Ray, the river giant, "What do you do, Ray? Do you have any special powers, like the cloud giants do?" Ray, the river giant's soft waves continued to flow, and Talia noticed a few orange fish suddenly appear, swimming through her waters. Ray giggled as though she were being tickled and replied, "See where I flow? Nobody knows. I take life so very slow. If you want to be as happy as me, don't take things too seriously." Talia was a bit confused by Ray's riddles, but Bella responded, "We don't all have to have special powers, Talia. Sometimes just enjoying the moment is a superpower in itself. Ray, the river giant, flows peacefully, enjoying the world around her as she goes." Talia gazed around at the peaceful park, and she could understand why. It was so picturesque with all the radiant flowers blooming, that Talia could happily sit here all day and admire the view. And it was so quiet and serene that Talia could easily lie down and have a nap. She closed her eyes and decided to enjoy the moment just like Bella and the river giant recommended. With her eyes closed, she could smell the sweet flowers even stronger, feel the fresh air on her skin more noticeably, and hear the rippling of the water and the tweeting birds in the sky more clearly. Talia smiled and enjoyed taking it slow for a while. After a few minutes, Talia felt Bella's furry paw rest on her hand, and she opened her eyes to see her friendly cat grinning up at her. "Are you ready to go home now, Talia?" Bella purred. Talia nodded her head sleepily. She had been enjoying the tranquility for a little too long, and she had almost fallen asleep on the riverbank. Talia got to her feet, and Bella said goodbye to her good friend, Ray the river giant. Then Bella and Talia began the walk home. Talia and Bella followed the river back into Talia's hometown. They navigated the familiar streets to find her house and promptly dashed upstairs to Talia's bedroom. Talia declared with delight, "I'm going to draw all of the giants we met so that I don't ever forget them." She pulled out several pieces of paper and buckets of coloured pencils from her bedroom cupboard and scattered them all out across the floor, ready to create her masterpieces. Talia turned to her amazing talking cat and said, "Thank you for introducing me to the giants, Bella. It was such a special day." All of a sudden, Talia's brother, Magnus, peeped his head around the bedroom door and asked teasingly, "Are you talking to your cat again, Talia?" Talia smiled sheepishly and shrugged her shoulders as she reached for a black pencil to start her sketching. "Maybe," she replied. "Magnus, did you know that there are giants living all around us? There are giants in the sky, in the water, in the trees, and even in the mountains." Magnus rolled his eyes and said, "I think you're getting a bit caught up in all those fairy tales you read, Talia. Giants aren't real." Talia started drawing, and Magnus retreated to his own bedroom, knowing that he wouldn't get a rise out of his little sister today. Talia was far too swept up in her art to pay attention to her older brother's teasing. While Talia drew, Bella jumped up to her usual cozy spot on the windowsill and curled up comfortably to rest. Bella's furry body expanded and retracted as she breathed heavily, drifting off into a pleasant slumber. Just as Bella was on the brink of sleep, she purred to Talia, "Don't forget to draw me with the giants. Just don't you dare colour my fur in pink." Talia giggled and made a mental note. She knew how much Bella disliked unrealistic drawings. Talia sketched away and coloured in for a while, trying as hard as she could to recall what each of the hidden giants had looked like. She remembered how a crooked tree branch pointed out perfectly like a nose on the tree giants, and how the mountain giants' faces appeared all squished up and smushy, despite their rock-hard exterior. She recalled how the cloud giants gracefully floated and parted to blow the wind through their mouths, and how the river giant bubbled and rippled as it spoke. Just as Talia was finishing her last picture, her eyes grew heavy. She was exhausted after such an exciting day. Lying on her stomach, she laid her head down on the bedroom floor and closed her eyes. Surrounded by her pictures, Talia gave in and accepted a relaxing snooze on the carpet. While she slept, she dreamt that she was a giant too, overlooking the tops of the houses like a bird, and right at her feet, calling up to her, was her teeny tiny talking cat, Bella. She scooped Bella up off the ground and carried her in her giant palm as she walked across town and back out into the open hills to enjoy nature and speak once more to the friendly hidden giant.